RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Matt Forte.
You know what, guys? It's a pleasure and an honor to be a part of this team. I'm excited about this. I haven't been on a team in a long time. It's good to be back, Holmes, with you and Spiegel. You know, it's good to be back with you guys.
Afternoons on the Score.
On the fake, Williams looking downfield, launching downfield, going for it all! It is caught! Bears win it! DJ Moore!
Highlight courtesy of Fox. Yes, people are still buzzing from that win, and it is understandable. By the way, Zach Zabeman is sitting in for Speegs. We got you for the next 3.5 hours. We're going to have a lot of fun on today's show. Hopefully, you are enjoying it as you are driving around, or maybe you're getting everything put into recycling, or you're cleaning up around your tree after yesterday's festivities, or doing all the dishes from all of the meals yesterday. But however you're consuming us, or if you're watching us on YouTube or Twitch, we appreciate that. Here on a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. What better way to do a Football Friday than have someone like Zach Zabeman here to talk football with you?
I think for a whole generation of fans, that was the biggest play they've ever seen in their lives, watching the Bears. Caleb Williams going 46 yards, the walk-off to DJ Moore. The only time this season that the Bears have led the Packers, and yet they split the regular season series. Think about that.
It's pretty crazy. These last four games, and I get there's a little different regime last year. These last four games have been...
No. There wasn't just a different regime last year. It's one of the worst years in Chicago sports history.
It was.
For any team. Any team. Just the complete dysfunction. Here you are, you're drafting a guy that the NFL world believes is generational, and you decide to have him guided by people who did not deserve to be in the positions that they had.
Folks who were not qualified for the job, and especially that job.
So a year ago at this time, and it was fair to ask these questions, we were wondering, is Caleb Williams good? Forget great. Is he just good? Can he be a serviceable NFL quarterback? Because he didn't look that way last year at all. And yes, there was a lot of dysfunction around him. But, you know, if a guy is truly special, don't you see it and almost see it immediately? You know, it's not like Joe Burrow entered this special situation in Cincinnati. But when he got healthy, all of a sudden, bam, they took off. You know, it didn't take Aaron Rodgers long. When he took the field, when he finally got an opportunity to play, you saw greatness from Aaron Rodgers almost right away. Same thing with Patrick Mahomes. Same thing from Tom Brady. You know, all these guys hit the field at a different time.
Yeah, but all three of them got to sit and learn. for a little while, though. And Caleb, they were just like, all right, man.
Well, not only did he not have a chance to learn.
He had to put the entire franchise on his shoulders last year.
There were no coaches to guide him. And you can see what a difference having. I mean, the Bears went from a laughingstock when it came to their coaches to having one of the best staffs in the entire National Football League. There's going to be a good race for Coach of the Year. The Bears have a guy who legitimately is in the running. That's awesome. And you've seen the little things. I mean, Caleb has a long way to go to improve to the level that to become the Bears quarterback that they thought they were getting when they drafted him number one overall, because there were really high expectations. You know, they talked about this guy. He was billed, when you say generational, somewhere between what, Andrew Luck and Patrick Mahomes, like ready to go. And he wasn't. And I understand that. It's hard, but he got no help from the coaches last year. There wasn't a veteran in the room, in that quarterback room,
nope,
to help him. So thankfully, I don't know how they went about doing it, but thankfully, they got it right this time.
They did. It's a smart thing that happened, and it bothered me like last year because of the expectations, and I will rail against the industrial draft complex for forever and forever, that we tend to forget when these things have been said about previous quarterbacks. And you go, well, you know, Caleb's, we haven't seen a quarterbacking prospect like this in 20 years. And I'm like, hold on a second. Because I remember when Trevor Lawrence was a freshman at Clemson, what people were saying about him. Now, he's finally gotten to the place that people kind of thought that he would be in what, season six or whatever it is for him? That he's finally gotten to that place. But I also thought that their approach to Caleb last year was very cavalier. It was very much, well, we got this guy, and that's all we need to do. That he's going to come in and fix it, as Hamp would say, to deodorize all of this. And it was unfair. It's unfair to go, hey, 22-year-old kid, we need you to do everything. And he's like, I could use a little help myself trying to get this thing corrected, and I'll fake it until I make it, but y'all going to bring some people in here who could actually help me?
I think, and you know, there's this saying that you have to fail in order to succeed. And I believe there's some of that is true, but I just feel like they wasted a complete year. All the stuff we talk about this season with Caleb, the improved footwork, getting rid of the ball quicker, not taking as many sacks, that kind of stuff could have learned last year. And then you could have spent this season.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Working on the computer chip and understanding how to read defenses better and take advantage with your mind as well as your body. This year, he's been working on the body. Next year, hopefully, year two in the system with some familiarity. Now you can start working on the mind. But this is the year where you're 11-4. This is the year where this weekend, before you even take the field in San Francisco, you have an opportunity to perhaps be the NFC North champion if the Packers lose. You have a realistic chance at this point in time, as we sit here today, to potentially be the number one seed in the NFC. You got to go for this stuff, even though there's a large semblance of Bears fans who keep saying, well, you know what? This is year one. Next year, there's going to be... Sometimes progress isn't linear.
Sometimes it's right here. Yes, Alex?
I have a question for you guys. Can I both think you can't take this season for granted and they should push to win a Super Bowl this year, and also think that this franchise under Ben Johnson is the most set up for relative success over the next 5 or 10 years?
Okay.
Than any other time in Bears history.
Yes, I do think that it's okay for you to find that balance. I think that a lot of people don't. And I will say that we often do put a scale on something too long. And I think a 5 to 10 year setup to succeed for 5 to 10 years in the NFL is too long of a scale, because so many different things can happen and it can fall apart in an instant, right? Like, it honestly, we're right at what, year 9 with the Chiefs, right? Like, and you're sitting there going, well, there's 3 Super Bowls, they're going to be around, and now you could end up with Travis Kelce retiring, Andy Reid retiring, and Patrick Mahomes being on the shelf until next November.
So more realistically, 3 to 5 years.
That's
what you're saying.
I'm a little bit more conservative when it comes to this type of stuff. That's what I would feel comfortable with.
I think the rookie deal of the quarterback is what you have to look at. That's the way these things are designed now. Remember when this city went off on me, including some members of the media that you mentioned in the last segment, when I criticized, after 1 year of Justin Fields, you could see you can't win in the NFL throwing the ball like he throws the ball. That's not an NFL passing quarterback. And still the case today. Pittsburgh tried it, didn't work out. Jets tried it, didn't work out. Cost both of them a little bit of money. Cost the Bears a little bit. I just think right now you don't even know if the Bears will pick up the fifth-year option on Caleb Williams. Of course, after that game against Green Bay, and after seeing some of the incredible plays that he's made late in games this year, you're thinking, yeah, absolutely. But you don't know. What if you don't see improvement? What if this is just who he is?
This being who he is probably good enough to win. Because, I mean, you could theoretically say, well, they're going to win a division with him being this good. The thing that I find remarkable about him as a quarterback is he's got the thing that you can't usually coach. And that's the, hey, the game is out of control. We need someone to rally us. He, for some reason, has the ability to take a deep breath, to slow his heartbeat down, and then make plays. The part that you said earlier is what they need, though. What happens between quarter one and quarter three? And is there a level of consistency that can be found, and yet still, when the moment calls for him to go do the crazy stuff, will he still be in a frame of mind to do all of that?
He shows exceptional poise under pressure. That's the stuff you can't teach. I think his greatest gift is, and the reason the Bears are in these tight games, which gives him an opportunity to win them, is he doesn't turn the ball over. So the Bears have this twofold attack going. They generate a great deal of takeaways.
We've seen that before.
Right? But you can't count on that forever. There are times where they just don't come. They just don't come. And then what are you going to do? Like, they didn't happen against Green Bay until the tail end, right? And you saw the Bears had a difficult time beating a team with a backup quarterback. Well, its best offensive player and its best defensive player. They had a difficult time scoring a touchdown against that team until things got crazy at the end.
Might have gotten a little too cute, though. Like, had a chance early to score a touchdown.
And, like, didn't have the ball for most of the game after that.
Right, but you know what? They were physically pushing the Packers down the field, and then we're like, hey, let's try something wacky.
And But at that point, did you think they would not be able to move the ball again until 2 minutes left in the game? Come on.
No.
So if there's a time to run a trick play, it's when you're taking on a team that's missing its best defensive player, and you're right at the goal line. This is a play that you've practiced. It's not like they, on a whim, they decided, you know what?
Let's draw something up in the dirt.
We haven't run this since September, but you know what? In practice, but let's do it now. I mean, this is the thing that makes me scratch my head. You didn't expect them to just shut it down offensively for the rest of the game until the two-minute warning. That shouldn't be the case. But the point I'm trying to make, though, with the Bears is this is not a formula for long-term success. But this year it's working for whatever reason. But you cannot continue to rely on teams not having a starting quarterback in there, generating a great deal of takeaways in remarkable fashion, and then winning these spectacular games at the end because the other team, for whatever reason, falls apart. It's just, think about this. Next year, we think the Lions are done, and they very well may be. But next year, the schedule is more favorable for Detroit. They've done a good job over the years drafting with that group, with Brad Holmes as the general manager, right? Green Bay next year should have a healthy Micah Parsons, and they have a dangerous quarterback.
You know, they might not have him at the beginning, though. Like, that's the thing, that he might, even if he's out there, he might not be himself until November or December, which is terrifying, that you might be getting a healthy Micah Parsons returning in November and December.
But Tucker Kraft should be back. I mean, they're going to be more formidable.
And they'll probably make some moves, too.
100%.
Like, they've got to make some moves to kind of get some redundancy to build themselves back up.
And as we saw yesterday, Minnesota still has a dangerous defense. They still have two of the best receivers in football. And my guess is there's going to be a lot of competition for that quarterback position next year. If McCarthy wins it, congratulations to him, but I don't think he's going to be handed the position at the start of next year unless he earns it with some big-time competition.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.